But we were mentioning there that soon you could be seeing Homer Simpson in Star Wars, or Deadpool marrying Cinderella. One of the world's biggest media mergers has happened. Disney has bought Fox. But what does it mean for us punters who head along to the cinema and watch stuff on the telly? Well, here to talk about it is journalist and broadcaster Gordon Hayden. How are you, Gordon?
Morning, gents. How's it going?
Good. So are we going to see a merging of worlds where Deadpool and Homer Simpson and all these people are hanging out together?
What a crazy Royal Rumble that would be. Yeah, it all happened in the early hours of this morning. It finally went through. This has been quite a long acquisition. It's taken over a year, and it's worth $71.3 billion. Rupert Murdoch, you'll be glad to know, has walked away with $12 billion from that deal.
That's great.
And he's given it all to his children. There you go. So, but that's how much he's after making from it. But they have, what's really at play here is that the CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, he is looking at the world of streaming, and he knows that Netflix are at the moment leading the charge. And if Disney want to compete, they need to have more titles, they need to have more properties that they can add to their streaming service, Disney Plus, which will be announced and will come on stream later this year. But they also have a stake in Hulu. They now got 60%. Like, that's another big streaming service in the States. So that's what's really at play here.
Is there any chance that Hulu will come global? Because at the moment it's really annoying because you go, oh, that's a cool thing. It's on Hulu. I can't watch it.
Yeah, there's also talk that that might happen too. But I would say straight out of the gate, they want to get Disney Plus right first. So that'll be, I think it'll be maybe toward the latter end of this year. We'll see that. But we don't even know how much that's going to be. But now that Disney have Fox, they've got titles like X-Men, Deadpool, Alien, Predator, Die Hard. Want to see another Die Hard? Well, Fantastic Four, Ice Age, they'll all be part of
but
it.
A Disney Die Hard movie, like, does the Disney part of this affect the content?
That is a bit of a worrying thing, Dave, all right, because Deadpool, when that got released, they put out like a little teaser, like a scene, just to kind of whet the appetite for people. And in order to make Deadpool, he has to be foul-mouthed, he has to be incredibly violent, and that snarky sense of humour doesn't really fit with the Disney brand. Now, Bob Iger, the CEO, has said, oh, well, we're still thinking of doing, you know, more adult-themed superhero movies, but could you see a movie like Logan, that Wolverine film, which is one of the best superhero movies for a long time? I can't really see that under Disney. So there's going to be an awful lot of restructuring, and that is a worry.
But how do you merge their worlds? Because, you know, Marvel love to merge different superhero worlds. I mean, look at the Avengers. It's essentially like if you got all the soap operas in Britain and put them all in one big soap opera.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they've done with the Avengers. So they're going to want these other characters like Fantastic Four and X-Men merging in with the likes of Spider-Man and Iron Man. So, you know, and they'll want Deadpool in there as well. So it could dumb it down a bit, couldn't it?
It could a little bit. And what's actually happening behind the scenes is that with Avengers Endgame, which we'll see at the end of April, a lot of the big players cast-wise, like Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans, their contracts have come to fruition. So Kevin Feige, who's the head of Marvel Studios, he is looking ahead to, okay, so we're not going to have maybe Robert Downey Jr. for much longer or Chris Evans. Do we still want to be paying them huge money on top of sort of money they're making off the royalties of those films too? So the fact that they can have a whole new X-Men, and I do think you will see this X-Men that's coming out in the summer, Dark Phoenix, as a sacrificial lamb. Michael Fassbender and co will be gone. They've already had massive production problems with that. There's also another series there, the New Mutants, that will probably make its way onto the Disney Plus, and they will start afresh. You'll see a brand new Wolverine, a whole new Professor X, and that will be a way to kickstart the series. But that probably won't happen realistically until about 2021 or 2022, because scripts need to be written for that. This is all just brand new.
I would say it's a good thing, because if you look back over what Disney has done for film, particularly in the superhero genre over the last while, but if you look, they've successfully rebooted Star Wars. I think that their most recent films are fantastic.
Yeah, same here.
You know, they did the same with Star Trek. Didn't they?
Or is that a different franchise? That's Paramount. Paramount, yeah. But they've done, like,
but then all the, you know, the Spider-Man and all the Marvel world as well. I mean, there's new films coming out every few months or something else. So, you know, I think a lot of those kind of, as you say, the kind of the franchises that are a bit dead probably need a bit of energy and money put into them.
Absolutely. Like Alien has just, like, that fell by the wayside, the Michael Fassbender ones, unfortunately. So, it might be able to kickstart it again. But there is the worry that there are certain franchises they might milk a little bit too much. Like, do we need to see Toy Story 4?
Yes.
Like, Toy Story. Do you? Are you looking for?
Oh, come on,
Dave,
Gordon.
No. I just thought they were retreading old ground. No.
We haven't seen it yet. You can't judge
the trailer
it yet.
Looked very,
you
very
cold-hearted swine.
Come here, Gordon. The most important thing, I think, is for punters like us who sit at home with our televisions and go, oh, yeah, I have Sky and I have Netflix and whatever. And now it's like, oh, well, now I have to buy Disney Plus, yeah. And then I'm going to have to buy Hulu if that comes out. And then I'm going to have to buy another, what's going to happen? How many subscription services are we going to need to watch whatever we want?
And you've got BritBox, don't forget that. That's
BritBox.
BBC and ITV, they're coming together.
And will we be able to see that in Ireland?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
You put enough dosh, you'll definitely be able to get
right.
it. But it's like, it is a bit too much. But what Disney want to do is they just want to really oust Netflix. See, Netflix have been, their business model, they've spent a lot of money. And of course, now with Roma having gotten those Oscars, now they're a real big player in the market. Martin Scorsese's film, The Irishman, that's coming out later this year. They've spent hundreds of millions on that too. So Disney are looking at Netflix going, these guys are not going to go away, but we need to now try and oust them.
How can they though? Because like, even if they buy Disney, Disney buy Fox, they have all of Disney's characters and all of Fox's TV shows and movies, whatever. But like, Netflix is wider than that. Netflix just does deals with all of the studios.
Well, what's happened is you have seen certain titles that will be now pulled from Netflix. You've already seen it with some of the Marvel shows like Daredevil. You've also seen The Punisher. Like, that's not getting renewed at all.
Yeah.
So that will happen. Any Fox titles that they have, they'll all be gone now as well. So, but then again, Netflix, their model has been all about original content. And that's what Disney are going to try and do now by having, like, say, the new Star Wars series we were just talking off air, Dermot. Like that's very exciting. Got Jon Favreau heading that up. So by Disney now being able to sort of dangle those type of carrots, they're hopefully maybe going to maybe make people go, you know what, I can't afford all these streaming services. Maybe I only can afford one. Do you know what? Maybe I'll just go down the Disney route.
Right.
That seems to have more, and they might leave Netflix. So there could be that potential. But the other downside is that there could be an awful lot of redundancies off the back of this big Disney deal, because Disney now have acquired another studio, Blue Sky Studios, which made the likes of the Ice Age films. Does Disney need that? They've already got Pixar. They've already got Disney Animation. There's talk of the best part of 10,000 people potentially losing their jobs. So that could be something like $2.6 billion they're talking in terms of redundancies to be paid out. So that's all still at play.
Very interesting, I have to say.
I just want to see Homer Simpson on the Millennium Falcon.
Not too much to ask.
That dream may happen, Dermot.
The inanimate carbon rod.
Any thoughts on this? Get in touch. 087-4100-102. Gordon Hayden, thank you so much for dropping in.
Thank you,
and filling us in about all that. Here's Soleil. It's Love Tonight on Today FM.